In CI News this week, the majority of Brits support the Supreme Court's ruling on the definition of woman. Parents in Jersey are outraged by guidance saying they need not be informed if their child changes gender at school. And the Scottish Parliament is told that voices of people with faith should not be sidelined in politics. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 23rd of May. I'm Rhys Curnow. The majority of Brits support the Supreme Court's ruling on the definition of woman, according to a poll commissioned by women's group Sex Matters. Of more than 2,000 adults surveyed by YouGov, 63% thought it was the right decision for the UK's highest court to rule that the Equality Act's protections are based on biological sex. Just 18% opposed the judgment, with 19% unsure. Almost three quarters of respondents also backed sporting bodies' recent decisions to ban men from joining women's football, cricket and netball teams in England. Journalist Georgina Mumford wrote, "The court's ruling is merely the legal rubber stamping of what most people have always deemed true, that male and female are objective biological categories, not subjective desires." Following the Supreme Court ruling, the Equality and Human Rights Commission has issued guidance on how the law should be applied on single-sex spaces, and organisations have been warned they risk defying the law if they do not follow it. The Westminster Parliament has said it will wait for the consultation on the guidance to finish before making any policy changes, but Baroness Faulkner, who chairs the EHRC, stated the law is done and dusted and urged organisations to immediately update their guidance or risk legal action. Parents in Jersey are outraged after the government said they do not need to be informed if their child changes gender at school. The Children, Young People, Education and Skills Department's Trans Inclusion Guidance advises teachers that being LGBTQ+ or exploring their gender identity is not something the child's parents or carers must be informed of. It suggests schools may need to hide the fact that a different name and pronouns are being used at school, and says children should know which facilities that correspond with their gender identity are available to use. Jersey-based solicitor and father Michael Schenkin warned this could cause children to believe they are the opposite sex instead of exploring other reasons for their problems. The Christian Institute's head of education, John Denning, emphasised that teachers are not qualified to make decisions around social transitioning. "The first priority in drafting the Jersey school's guidance should have been the safeguarding of children, not jumping on the bandwagon of a once fashionable political cause promoted by groups whose advice has been shown to be a distortion of legal, biological and psychological reality." Politicians have called for greater restrictions on slot machine firms targeting poor communities. The number of slot machine shops has increased by 7% since 2022, with most open 24 hours a day. An investigation by The Guardian found these shops target deprived communities, with over half of them found in the poorest 20% of Britain. Labour MP Dr. Becky Cooper warned that slot machine shops are lining the pockets of gambling companies at the expense of some of our poorest communities. Greater Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham called it unacceptable that councils have so little power to regulate them, despite repeated concerns from charities and local residents. The House of Commons Health and Social Care Committee has warned of the serious harm gambling can cause financially, physically, mentally, and in some cases as a cause of suicide. In a letter to the Department of Health and Social Care, the committee's chairwoman, Leila Moran MP, urged the government to review the Gambling Act 2005 in light of the committee's recent evidence session. And finally, the Scottish Parliament has been told that the voices of people with faith should not be silenced on political issues. In his Time for Reflection in Holyrood, Pastor Paul Coventry addressed the attitude of dismissing the views of people of faith as illegitimate. He said that such comments are often heard in debates about important social issues like assisted suicide. Pastor Coventry rejected the idea that religious faith is a private matter and has no place in the public sphere, reminding MSPs of Jesus' command for his followers to be salt and light in the world.
"In previous generations, it was largely Christian voices, driven by their faith, who stood at the forefront of prison reform, the abolition of slavery, the end of child labour, the beginnings of the trade union movement, and so much more. Perhaps they too should have kept their faith to themselves and not interfered in public matters. Even on the aforementioned difficult subject of suffering and death, it was the Christian conscience of Dame Cicely Saunders who founded the hospice movement and brought intensified focus on palliative care. Women and men motivated to speak up and to act because of their Christian convictions and their belief in the dignity and value of every human being.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.